Thanks, Mark, for taking the time today to come on the show. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Pat.
Why don't we start off, Mark, tell our listeners and our viewers a bit about yourself and your company.
Yeah, for sure. My name is Mark Jamieson, and I'm the CEO of WCI Ottawa. We're a digital marketing agency, part of a larger global network of digital marketing agencies that spans across, I want to say, about 80 countries at this point. And also recently, I'm the CEO of the acquired company, Extension Marketing, here that we merged with back almost a year ago now, which would be April 1st of 2025.
Nice. Yeah. And Mark, how long have you been with WSI?
I'm going on my 15th year.
Wow.
Yeah.
And what does WSI stand for?
We stand for We Simplify the Internet. And like I like telling people, it's the only lie I will ever tell you.
And Mark, what attracted you to that network in the first place?
Yeah, see, the attraction to WSI was, you know, expanded from an exit from a previous business. You know, I've been an entrepreneur pretty much my whole life. I think, you know, sales and marketing was always what I did. So, you know, marketing was just the natural transition here to this new stage in my business career.
And Mark, they're a Canadian-based company, correct? Or headquartered
Yeah, they're out of Toronto. They were established in 1995, so we just hit our 30th year back in 2025. We are actually now considered to be the largest network of digital marketers on the planet. You know, and it's a huge milestone. You know, it's when you really look back at it, is we incorporated as a marketing agency before Google was even formed. I think the co-founders of Google were actually in college when we started in this space. So it's we've seen a lot.
So Mark, you mentioned you've been in the business for 15 years. So you've seen a lot of changes in those 15 years. Maybe take us through some of those changes and what you see coming our way in the future.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting how it evolves. You know, I like to sort of look at digital marketing tactics in terms of dog years. You know, what worked last year probably doesn't work this year, and this is really how fast it evolves. When I started in digital marketing, you know, social media had just really come to life, you know, as a marketing channel. So it was interesting to see how that evolved. SEO died a few times. You know, we always hear that term that SEO is dead, but it never really dies. It just evolves into a new way of getting found or searchability online. I think what we're seeing right now is a monumental shift in how businesses are being found and how even business is being conducted with the advent of AI, especially with large language models that really came to life in late 2022. And I think this is really, you know, what we are focusing on as a digital marketing is how we can use AI, you know, AI tools to really take our clients' campaigns to the next level, not just on a strategic side, but on an implementation side and as well as on a training side. I think, you know, where we've evolved over the last 4 years is we're a digital marketing agency at heart. We're a marketing agency at heart. But we can't ignore what is happening with artificial intelligence right now. Again, because of who WSI is, we've been able to stay ahead of the curve, stay ahead of the trends when it comes to AI. And really, you know, we're evolving into a marketing agency that trains businesses on how to properly leverage AI as an efficiency tool, as a productivity tool within its business, and as well as how can we implement some AI functionalities into your business to help you stay competitive. And I think right now this is the road that we're sort of leading into, is businesses that are adopting AI or at the very least thinking about AI adoption will have a future in their verticals. But those that don't, it's a scary world. And, you know, I think this is what we're seeing right now is how can we help businesses get ahead of this so that it can remain relevant and remain competitive in their space.
And Mark, what would you say to those business owners that are listening that are holding off on implementing AI to its kind of to its full capacity?
Yeah,
they're kind of stuck in their ways. You know, they've done things a certain way for the last 20, 30 years, and they don't see the potential benefits. And also, we'll talk about pitfalls afterwards. But let's start with the benefits first.
Yeah, you know, I'll answer this with maybe what might be one of my favorite quotes, and I believe it goes something like this: the most dangerous sentence in business is, "I've always done it this way." You know, and if you are a business owner, an entrepreneur who is maybe fighting AI integration, or even, you know, not really foreseeing how its adoption is going to help your business, you know, I advise some caution on this. It's, you know, businesses that are leveraging AI now are better, faster, have a much larger competitive advantage than most of their competitors have. I think at this point that, you know, if you were to ask me 2 years ago, I'd say you still have time to, you know, start understanding it and start adopting it. I feel that that ship is very closely about to sail away. If you don't start dipping your feet now, I do fear that you will be left behind and you just will not be able to stay competitive in years to come.
And Marcus, it's safe to say though that some people look at AI as a cure-all when really it's just another tool.
It is a tool, and you know, I think we have to look at it as a tool. It's a productivity tool, it's an efficiency tool, it's a research tool. You know, listen, it's, you know, it is intelligence, you know, ultimately, you know, and you really need to sit back and ask yourself, if I had a team of lawyers, a team of accountants, a team of doctors, a team of specialists, you know, what could I do with my business if I had these people sitting in my office every single day? And the fact of the matter is, we have it now. You know, it is there. If you learn how to use it, you have those resources. So it's pretty incredible at this point. How you can leverage this tool just to be better at your craft.
And Mark, what advice would you give to someone that's listening that is an employee, that is pushing back on AI or, what advice would you give that individual?
Yeah, I think where you're going with that is, you know, I think employees do have to be self-aware as well. You know, I hear this all the time that AI is going to take my job. You're completely false. AI is not going to take your job. Your job is going to be taken by somebody who knows how to use AI. You know, so as an employee, again, I think it's your responsibility to get familiar again with these tools that are reshaping the way that your business is being done. We're in business and businesses evolve. You know, new technologies are going to hit the market every day. The way that we did business 30 years ago was nowhere close to how we're doing business today. So why should that change with AI? You know, it is the employee's responsibility to get ahead of it as much as the employer's responsibility to give their employees the ability to get ahead of it as well.
So Mark, someone listening that owns a business, you know, is committed to dipping their toe in the water when it comes to AI, how do they stay up to date with it? Because I assume this is going to evolve and change. AI as it looks today will be completely different, you know, 2 years from now. So what advice would you give to that entrepreneur that's listening that's wants to get involved, but also has to understand this is not a one and done thing?
No, you know, I think as long as you're getting involved, as long as you're learning how to use some of these tools, whether it's a large language model like ChatGPT or Gemini, if you're starting to understand, you know, prompt methodologies and becoming better at prompting the AI to get better outputs. There's a lot that we can do and there's a lot of information out there. So I would just say dip your toes, get familiar with it. There's a lot of training available for businesses, employees, for your own personal growth within the usage of this tool that you can take. So get familiar with it, use it. It's like anything else. It's practice, it's a memory muscle. You know, there's a lot of shiny AI tools out there that I don't think that you need to really launch yourself into, but the basics like ChatGPT or Gemini, you know, depending on what you do within your industry, there is an AI application out there that you can learn to use to be more efficient. And again, you know, we are in the wild, wild west right now with AI. Things are changing so fast and so rapidly, so it is easy to get overwhelmed with it. But the fundamentals will always remain. Number one is, you know, the giants, OpenAI, ChatGPT, Google with Gemini, they're not going anywhere. Prompt engineering, learning how to communicate with the AI, learning how to give it enough information that it's going to give you the proper outputs. I think this is a skill like typing or writing or using a spreadsheet was 15 years ago, that's just a skill that you need to master today. So just get out and do it. It's not that complicated.
So Mark, let's switch gears and talk a bit about entrepreneurship.
Sure.
You've been an entrepreneur in addition to owning WSI. Prior to that, you mentioned you owned another business. So you've been at this a long time. What advice would you give to someone that's listening that currently owns a business that just may be struggling? Because as entrepreneurs, we all have dips. We all go through those moments where we're struggling.
Yeah, I think one of the, you know, I actually have three things here that I would say, but the most important piece of advice that was ever given to me when it comes to entrepreneurship is be self-aware. You know, really be aware of your strengths. But more importantly, be honest and aware of your weaknesses. An example of this is, you know, maybe you're not the best communicator, maybe you're not the best salesperson. You know, and for most businesses, sales and communication is really important. So how am I going to pivot around that? You know, do I need to bring somebody in that can help me with this? You know, do I need to take some courses? Do I need to take some public speaking? You know, lessons, you know, so I think just understanding who you are will really help you push your business forward. But when we're talking about forward, I think in businesses, you always need to be forward moving. And again, this is about adoption. This is about adaptation is probably, and you know, I said this earlier in the beginning, in our business, what worked last year doesn't work this year. And for most businesses, that's probably is the case. Always be learning, always be evolving, you know, never think that just because it's worked this way for a few years, that that's going to be the norm moving forward. And I would say thirdly is get out of your comfort zone, you know, and I think this is one of the biggest roadblocks that I've seen most entrepreneurs fall into is that they're just complacent in how they do things. They don't want to get out of their comfort zones. You know, so whatever that might be, whatever that fear is, you just have to push through it and keep moving forward.
Mark, you mentioned self-awareness. It's an interesting topic. Yeah, and you made a lot of interesting points around that. I'd like to add to that that really what you have to do is not only recognize your weaknesses, but then how do you fill those weaknesses? Either through another team member, bringing somebody on board, or you know, not going down that lane so much as you know, and as opposed to playing to your strengths. I think too many entrepreneurs try to shore up their weaknesses. And my personal opinion, I'll get yours on it, is I think it's better to lean into your strengths as opposed to putting all your time trying to focus on your weaknesses. Because other people, your weakness is their strength, so why not hire that individual either full-time or part-time or on a project basis or whatever that looks like. Would you agree with that, or do you think people should focus on them?
You know, it's you know, when I say it's be aware of your strengths, you know, but you know, I think you equally have to be aware of your weaknesses. But you're 100% right. If you spend your days just focusing on what you're not good at, you're probably not going to push through as fast as you want to. You know, the awareness part comes into what do I need to do to compensate for those weaknesses? Who do I need to bring in? Maybe it's an employee, maybe it's a business coach that can help you guide and scale through the next steps of your entrepreneurial journey. So yeah, absolutely. I completely agree with that statement, Pat.
Okay. And what advice would you give to someone that's listening, Mark, that is thinking of starting a business? Maybe they have an idea. Let's say they're working full time, which is a very typical scenario, and they just can't seem to take that leap.
Yeah, you know, it's there's a combination of intelligent risk taking as well as faith that you do have to have. You know, it's I've seen too many people fail because they weren't intelligent about how they were going to start their business. You know, they relied a little bit too much on faith and not enough on research and planning and preparation for it. So certainly I would just ensure that you have a solid checklist before you jump both feet in. You know, but you know, once you have a good grasp on what you need to do, what you need to invest, you know, once you have a solid understanding of a decent marketing plan and scaling plan, I would say, you know, at that point, you just got to jump in feet first and, you know, work, hustle, And understand that starting a business is not about work-life balance. It's, you know, work-life balance is, you know, working for the government 9 to 5. You know, starting a business is hard work. It's 18-hour days. It's weekends. It's, you know, time away from your family. Be aware, you know, of the sacrifices you're going to have to make. And once you're prepared for that, then, you know, you're ready to start.
And Mark, I have a theory, and I've said it a few times in the podcast. I'm sure much to the chagrin of some of our listeners, but I don't think everyone's cut out to be an entrepreneur.
No, absolutely not. You know, I think too many people look at successful entrepreneurs and say, "I want that. I want what that person have." But, you know, what they don't see is the months and years of sacrifices. The months of not paying yourself so that you can pay employees, you know, the hardship on the relationships. Not everybody is built for that kind of stamina. So, you know, I think, you know, the end result of a successful business is fantastic, but the fact of the matter is that 90% of businesses will fail in the first year, and probably 50% of that 90% will fail within the next 5. So again, this boils back to what I said earlier: be aware, be self-aware, understand the risks, have a solid plan if you're going to get into this, and if you do, you have a chance.
Great. Mark, before we let you go, where can our listeners find out more about WSI?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you could Google WSI Ottawa, you could reach us at www.wsiestrategies.com, give us a call at 613-424-7042, and, you know, or just Google Digital Marketing Agencies Ottawa, and you'll find us.
Great. Thanks so much, Mark, for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Pat, and thanks for having me.